Central Columbus. If you got bugs, don't hesitate. Call 706-568-7298.
This is Roger Tinker, and I want to talk to you today about fleas. Now, understanding the four stages of development will make it easier to control any flea infestation. The stages of development are egg, larvae, pupa, and adult. The adult stage is the only stage that bites. Adult fleas must have a blood meal to survive. I will explain each stage. Egg. Most eggs hatch in 1 to 6 days. The larva. This stage lasts from 6 to 36 days. The larva looks similar to maggots and are usually found on pets or deep within the fibers of carpet and pet bedding. Regular pesticides will have no effect on the larval stage of the flea. Number 3, the pupa. The last instar larva spins a cocoon that provides camouflage and protection from pesticides on the pupa stage. The pupa stage lasts about 7 to 14 days, but in favorable conditions, it can last up to a year in a state of dormancy, much like a bear in hibernation. Number 4, the adult hatches from the pupa stage when conditions are favorable. These conditions include a change in moisture, a change in humidity, and vibration. Rain can provide these conditions. Also, re-entering a house, returning from a vacation, can provide these conditions. Adult fleas must have some kind of host to obtain blood from to survive. Humans, pets, and rodents provide these blood meals. There are many factors of control. Normal flea sprays kill adult fleas only. In a few days, when the residual strength of the flea spray is gone, more pupae hatch. This produces more new fleas that bite. That is why people continue to spray and spray and have no control over the fleas. The best method that I have found is to use flea insecticide with the insect growth regulator along with a good pesticide label for flea control. With a very low degree of toxicity, the insect growth regulator overdoses a larvae with its own growth hormone and prevents the larvae from becoming pupa. This stops the growth cycle of the flea. I have not found a product that actually kills flea eggs. I have tried many of these products, but I have no success with them. There are three areas that must be addressed to have successful flea control. Number 1, the pets must have the fleas removed from them and use some sort of product to protect them from the fleas. Number 2, the inside of the home must be treated with a flea insecticide and an insect growth regulator to control the fleas inside. Preparation of the home prior to treatment is essential. Number 3, the entire yard needs to be treated with a flea insecticide and an insect growth regulator along with some sand granules that penetrate deeper in the soil than other types of granules. As with the inside of the house, the yard must be prepared for treatment. The yard needs to be treated even if you don't see fleas in the yard. The methods I have discussed are basic procedure only. Please call me if you have any questions. This is Roger Tinker, owner and general manager of All Star Pest Control, and I thank you for your time.
Welcome to All Star Pest Control, Columbus, Georgia. If you're like most homeowners, your home is your most valuable possession. You want to protect it from termites, roaches, mosquitoes, rats, mice, and other unwanted pests that can cause damage and even spread serious disease to you, your family, and your pets. At All Star Pest Control, we understand that. We're a full-service pest control company dedicated to helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. Call All Star Pest Control Columbus, Georgia today at 706-568-7298. 706-568-7298. That's 706-568-7298.
Google All Star Pest Control Columbus. If you've got bugs, don't hesitate. Call 706-568-7298.